USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is not saying if the human remains found today belong to Brian Laundrie.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
Special Agent in Charge Michael McPherson saying the partial remains were found at the Florida Nature Park where police were hunting for Laundrie. Earlier today, the lawyer for Laundrie's family said articles belonging to Gabby Petito's fiancé were found in the park. Republicans are pumping the brakes on a Democratic voting rights bill. A vote to formally open debate on the bill failed to cross the 60-vote threshold with no Republican support. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, pushing his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 152 points to close at 35,609. The S&P growing by 16 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ did fall by 7 points to 15,121. Many Democrats are concerned regarding President Biden's pick to be the top cop of the banking industry.
President Biden's pick to run one of Washington's most important banking industry regulators might not have enough support for confirmation in the Senate. Senate Democrats are split over whether to support Dr. Saul Omarova, Biden's choice to lead the office of the Comptroller of the Currency. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's drought emergency now covers the entire state. Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement Tuesday as California suffers its second driest year in history. The emergency proclamation requires local water suppliers to have contingency plans ready. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Democratic-led House Rules Committee held a meeting on Wednesday to discuss holding former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. After the January 6th Select Committee voted unanimously to hold him in contempt after he defied a subpoena. While testifying, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he condemns the violence that happened and is in support of the arrests that have gone on.
Republicans have been consistent. We have condemned violence every stinking time it happened. We condemned it on January 6th, and 600 people are being prosecuted and held accountable for what they did wrong, as well they should be.
Congressional Democrats continue to negotiate amongst themselves over two spending bills. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a multi-trillion dollar budget package. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries is calling for restored state and local tax deductions to be included in the spending bill.
The strong consensus amongst the overwhelming majority of the members of the New York and New Jersey delegation is that some relief in terms of SALT should be part of this legislation.
A cap of SALT deductions at $10,000 was introduced in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, with Republicans arguing blue states use a wasteful tax and spend model. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.